Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Good morning and good afternoon. This is Shannon Walbrin, and this program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We're broadcasting to you live from Johannesburg, South Africa, and this show is brought to you via Canada on a network called Authentic You Media. I invite you to check out Authentic You on their Facebook, via Twitter. They have tons of interesting shows with astrologers and lots of other different kinds of healers and people who can bring you the information that you need to make the changes that you're looking for in your life. So today, our theme is really, in terms of spirit guidance, one of the most important themes that I could think of, and it was satisfaction. Satisfaction. What does it mean to you when you feel fully satisfied? Now, I know that you're always learning, growing, and trying to get higher and onto a higher plateau in terms of your spiritual development. But there are moments when I would like you to just take a rest and to say, I am satisfied. I'm satisfied with myself. I'm satisfied with my life situation, and I'm full. You know, I'm full, and I'm joyous, and I'm grateful. You know, gratitude is so important in terms of spiritual development, but satisfaction is a real aspect of gratitude that we're going to be talking to and about. And right after we go to this first caller, hello, this is Lusanda. Hey, Lusanda, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. I just wanted to ask a personal question. If the guy that I like, is he the one, is he worth liking? Because at the moment, he's not showing any interest.
I like your question, is he worth liking? And these are the characteristics that they're showing me that he exhibits. So he exhibits intelligence, he has good taste, he is nice looking, and he is a kind and careful person. But what they're telling me about him in relationship to you is that he's being too careful and too cautious, because he's always afraid of doing the wrong thing. He's afraid of putting his foot in the wrong place, and he's afraid of saying the wrong thing. And you're not like that. You're not so shy. You're very friendly. So what they would like you to do is to break down his barriers to communication by just being your own friendly self. So sometimes the mistake that we make, Lusanda, is to mirror or mimic the person that we like. So if he's shy, then we act shy just for that day. No. They want you to, like, push him down, smooch him on the face, give him a hug, say, I like you just the way you are. I want to be your girlfriend. Because you know what? What have we got to lose? There he is. He's a totally cool and perfect candidate. And if you embarrass yourself, okay, you've embarrassed yourself. If you don't embarrass yourself, he will continue to stand in this ice cube, and you will never know whether he's going to be able to break out of it or not. You have the hammer in your hand. You break the ice cube and then see what happens. That's what's being highly recommended to you. Lusanda, are you willing to take that on?
Yes, I just feel like he's not showing any, but I guess he's just very friendly, so it's hard to kind of read that if does he actually like me or not.
So he is stuck in his ice cube. Are you going to break through the ice cube? Okay, I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to try my best to break his ass.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, really do it. You've been holding back yourself. Don't hold back.
Yeah.
It's worth trying for. If he rejects, he rejects. Okay. Then you go on to the next one. Go for it. Bye, Lusanda.
Bye.
We're going to go to the call. Bye, honey. Bye. Take care. We're going to go back to the phones, and our next caller is named Nicole. If you would like to join Nicole in these calls, the number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. Hi, Nicole. This is Shannon. How are you doing?
Hi, Shannon. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. Do you have a question for your angels today?
Yes, I do. I had this job interview that I really, really would like to get. I actually applied a year ago, and they regretted me. And now, about 8 months later, I've got an invitation for an interview, which I did telephonically, and I did passed the first one, the second one, and just recently I did the test, and I'd really like to know if I stand a chance.
You do stand a chance, and in fact, if you are offered the job, even if the salary seems lower than what you want, please take it, because that's a very successful company, and sometimes they just try to lure people in the front door, but they don't give them the salary that's adequate. But what the angels are telling me is that they will pay you more after you prove yourself. What they're telling me about that company is that it is academically based, in that they really care about which university you went to and which degrees you got. So you should really talk it up, you know. Oh, when I was at university. Oh, when I was studying for my MBA. Oh, when I did that, okay? They're really kind of credentialists like that. And they want you to say to them that you do intend to continue studying, because that will really impress them. Go for it, Nicole, and do let us know how it turns out.
I will. Thanks, Shannon.
God bless. So we're discussing
satisfaction.
Yeah, thank you, dear. Take care. We're discussing satisfaction, and we're going to go to the cards now. We're getting messages from our angels from several directions, and the first one that we're going to do after I would like you to ground yourself just a little bit as you're listening to these messages, okay? So grounding means tapping your feet on the floor, maybe touching a table in front of you and looking around the room and just seeing everything. There's the cupboard, there's the mirror, there's the clock. Okay, now we're ready. The first segment that we're going to take is a message from your angels, from the Doreen Virtue. And her deck of cards really has beautiful messages from our angels and guides. And the first one that is related to our theme of satisfaction for today is change in direction. Okay, let's see what this has to say. The changes you're experiencing are divinely directed by your newborn willingness to open your heart to love and our guidance. You are protected now and in the future, so follow your path to the happy outcomes you desire. When we talk about a change in direction, what we're going for in terms of our satisfaction is, I don't quite feel that everything is complete yet. I feel that there's more in my journey. I feel that I don't have everything or know everything or have experienced everything that I still need to in order to be alive, alight, and aligned. So think of that for yourself and think, where am I dissatisfied in my life? Am I dissatisfied in my romantic relationship, in my career, in my house and the way that my house looks and my living situation, in the people that I'm living with? What about in my friendships? What about in my finances? Where do I still feel that there's something lacking? Or where do I feel, okay, there is plenty there, there is enough there? When I open my closet, okay, I do have enough clothes for this season. I'm okay. So I feel really satisfied in that. And then I change direction. I look over here and I say, okay, I have a good full book of clients. I'm feeling very satisfied about that. But then I open my fridge, and it's not that there's no food in my fridge. It's that it's not food that is really that good for me. It's kind of the dregs, the leftover things that I haven't, you know, haven't eaten because they're kind of just sitting there. And what I realize is I should actually put more time and effort into satisfying my my cupboards, my shelves, my fridge, and filling them up with things that are right on the money, things that really hit the mark. You know, I'm on a certain diet. I'm on a paleo diet, so I should really have meat, nuts, fish, all those high-protein things, a few eggs, and no bread, and no, you know, no cookies, and no grains, even though I sneak some rice in there. But that is a part of my life that is, it's not full. It's not plenished, replenished, and plentiful. So I'm going to take the time to take this message as a change in direction. And I even have an organic delivery service that brings food to the house. I just don't bother to call them, and then I forget. And, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to keep myself satisfied and full and full of plenty by stocking up the larder, if you will, the cellar, the pantry, and it's going to be full. So this message is a change in direction. They want you to spin slowly around in your life and see what's at the north, what's at the south, what's at the east, and what's at the west, what needs to change and what's okay, what can just stay there and grow and be happy and be fulfilled all by itself. We're going to go to our next caller, whose name is Trish. Hey, Trish, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hey, Shannon, how you doing? I was looking for more or less a general reading of, I have a lot of projects in the next couple months, and I was just kind of getting a general on how they're going to go.
Interesting. I'm getting that it would be really helpful for you to take yourself to an isolated place for a weekend. It looks like a cabin. It looks like a place where you could go and just be on your own for a little while. Because what they're saying is that you're lacking perspective on your life, and you need to take yourself on a very short, I mean, even an overnight spiritual retreat where you can do some journaling and some vision boarding. These projects that you've got in the queue are positive, helpful, impactful, and making a difference in the world, but you are being called to something even higher than that, okay? So there's like a difference between a priest, a bishop, a cardinal, and a pope, and they said that right now you're at the priest level, but they're really calling you to step up into bishop, into cardinal. Have you felt that there's something, we're talking about satisfaction today, have you felt that there's something that is niggling that still needs attending to in terms of how big you are in the world, Trish?
A little, yeah, I have to say a little, not probably to the degree that you're mentioning, but there's definitely something.
Okay, I think your projects are good and positive, and I think that you're going to be able to accomplish them, but I see them as stepping stones or building blocks to something that's larger, to something that's more yours and more creative and something that you are going to implement, not working for other people, but making something happen by putting things together. So I would just invite you to take a retreat, even for one night, to set yourself away from your ordinary life and do a bit of journaling about that. And then let us know how it turns out.
Great. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, Trish. Bye-bye. Our next caller is Tony. Tony, this is Shannon with Spirit Guidance. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning, Shannon. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. What's your question now for your angel?
My question is, what do you do with my relationship with James?
What should I do with it?
What should I do with it?
Okay, they're telling you to keep it. So they're not telling you to throw it away. They're not telling you to burn it. And they're telling you, now our theme today is satisfaction, but they're saying there are many aspects of this relationship that are satisfying, and they would like you to keep your attention on those aspects of the relationship and stop worrying and bugging yourself about the things that are different between the two of you and allow that difference because you're very special and he's very special. And they're saying that there's no reason that you should reject or even, I'm going to go so far as to say, try to fix him. Stop trying to fix him. He's okay the way he is. Can you accept that?
Well, I haven't. It's confusing, I think.
Okay. I'm going to let you think about keep, don't reject, and don't fix, allow, and be satisfied. Okay? That's what I'm going to let you think about. Take care, Tony.
Hello?
Our next caller is named Helen, and I'm going to go to Helen's call now. Hi, Helen. This is Shannon. Do you have a question for your angels and guides?
Yes, I do.
Please.
I'm interested in this guy named Taylor. I'm not sure if he's interested in me. I'd just like to know, well, my angels, like, what are his true feelings about me? And what is
so we don't, Helen, we're not allowed to ask, does he love me? We're only allowed to ask, should I pursue this relationship? Can you see that there's quite a difference between the two questions?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to go into somebody else's mind because he hasn't called in. If he were to call in, then we could get some more information. But because it's you that has called in, we will ask your angels, what should I do about my relationship with Taylor and, you know, should I pursue it or not? Okay, are you willing to take on that question?
Yes.
Okay, the answer is to pursue it through writing, messages, notes, emails, and a lot of evidence about yourself that you are actually a wonderful, beautiful, thoughtful, poetic, and terrific human being, a lovely, lovely, lovely lady, and that he should get to know you better. But he's not able to hear you or perceive you in ordinary conversation or through visual, like clues of body language. So they're saying that writing is the best way to get through to him. Are you willing to give that a try?
Yes.
Great. give it a try and tell us how it goes.
Sorry, thank you.
Thanks, Helen. God bless. Bye-bye. Our theme today being satisfaction, I'd like to take our next card, which is from the Caroline Mace archetype cards, and it is called Father. The father figure within each of us has a talent for creating and supporting life, positive guiding light within a tribal unit. You know, that is a way to bring yourself real satisfaction. It's to bring something to fruition, to raise it up, to grow it, whether it's a garden, a business, a home, or actual children. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now, and our next caller is Diane. Hi, Diane. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Diane from California.
Diane, I want you to send me an email. Can you send me an email after the show?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, good. It's Shannon
at Yahoo.
Yeah, right. Shannon at spiritguidance.net.
Oh, Spirit Guidance. Okay, .net.
Okay.
I'm going to treat
You'll
myself to a
cool.
reading with you, too. I'm treating myself as a birthday
I have a
present.
Further
My...
question for you, which is why. Yeah. Okay, you go ahead today
okay,
with
good.
Your question.
A past relationship brought me a birthday present. Is it to my advantage to let him back in my life? His name is Jules.
Only as a friend, and it was a nice present. So he was a thoughtful person, and he's a good human being, and he does really, 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 really like you. And the thing is, he's quite needy, and so he's not really somebody who's going to add to your life if he becomes your boyfriend. He's someone who's going to subtract time and energy from your life. So he's great to go out for breakfast with, but if he starts hanging out with you 24 hours a day, you're going to find your energies go down, down, down like that. So it's because he's got a lot of unresolved issues from his own past, and you tend to be a therapist and a psychologist to your lovers, and so that's why they love you so much. You know, you're so awesome to be around. But what about, you know, great that he gives you a present, but what if he drains you of your energy every day? That's going to be too much to handle.
Oh, he did. I was with him for a couple of years, and that's exactly why I left him, because he drained me. He's so negative. Thank you. Love you.
I'm afraid he hasn't changed his, you know, his core archetype yet. It is possible to change your core archetypes from a pessimist to an optimist, but he hasn't done so. So he's just looking for Dr. Diane. That's what he's looking for.
Oh my gosh! And those are my initials, DR. And normally, how long does it take to book an appointment with you? Or you don't know?
About
in the
a week. About a week. It's not so bad.
I'm calling.
Yeah.
I'm doing that today. Thank you, love.
Okay.
Look forward.
Email me
forward
when you have a chance.
Reading.
Yet. I look forward
I will.
To that as well.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, honey. Ciao. So we're working on the theme of satisfaction, and if you'd like to join our callers in the queue, the number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. And the time now is 18 minutes past the hour. We're going to go until half past. Please give us a call. Otherwise, you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Shannon Walbrand, ShannonWalbran. I invite you to check out all of the programs on Authentic You Media and find ones that you like, because there are sure to be some really helpful things for you there. Our next segment is from the Flower Kingdom. You know, God works with us in so many different ways, and the plants carry messages. Each different kind of plant, each different kind of flower has something special to share with us. So we're going to find out more about the theme of satisfaction, but we'll do that right after this caller, whose name, it looks like Sandra. Sandra, this is Shannon. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Shannon. I'm all right, and yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine. Do you want to ask a question of your angels?
Yes. I just want to find out what you see in relation to my finances within the near future.
Okay, so when you say what you see, that's going to take me like 10 minutes. But if you say, should I change my bank, then I can get you an immediate answer. Or should I quit my job? Can you try rephrasing?
Okay. Should I quit my job to improve my finances?
Actually, yes. So even though you're feeling really insecure, what they're telling me is you are super talented and you should be making a lot more money than you are right now. So they want you to go and get headhunted and get poached by another company and go work for somebody else, because you are worth more than you are earning right now. So I'm not saying quit your job today in order to make more money. I'm saying, should I move from my company to another company? Yeah, actually you should. You're worth more. So please go to a headhunting HR kind of a placement company and tell them about yourself. And they'll say, oh, we've been waiting for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
So I want to tell you that the plant message is Cape Almond, and the theme is insecurity, fear of the unknown, emotional paralysis, and then personal power. But first we're going to go to the phones, and the next caller is called Ashil. Hey, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Shannon, my question is regarding, I'm waiting to hear from a government, and I'm trying to see when I'm going to hear from them.
You know, you're putting a tough one in front of me because you're asking me when will they contact me. So I can only do I questions. For example,
yeah,
it would
when am I going to get my answer?
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying it's impossible for me to know the actions of another party that is not yourself. So
okay.
You could say, should I call them or should I wait? How about that? Can we
okay.
try that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I call them or should I wait?
You should not wait. You should definitely pursue it, call them, and email them. And they're saying that there's a woman on that side who's kind of an administrator, and she, her name is like Betty or Elizabeth or something like that. And she's the one who's in charge of the project, and they want you to start calling her and making contact with her. She's not the decision maker, but she's the one who's supposed to be in communication with you, and they don't want you to sit around and wait. They want you to really pursue it and hurry up the process because I know it means money to you. So, yeah, go for it. Thanks, Ashil.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Ciao. So the essence of Cape Almond grounds and centers, enabling one to find a safe space within oneself and to feel secure. We're going to go to Evelyn next. Evelyn is our caller. Hi, Evelyn. This is Shannon with Spirit Guidance. How can I help?
Hi, how are you? Great, thank you.
Hi, today I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Awesome. Welcome to a very nice day. I'm trying to make word my question very specific, but I'm having a hard time with it, but I'll try my best.
The word they're giving me is tribal. What does that mean to you, Evelyn, in terms of your question?
Tribal?
Yeah, to be part of a larger family, to be in a group, to be connected to other human beings, to feel at home, to feel that there's family around you. Okay, now what's your question?
It has to do with any prospect. If any prospecting suitors are out there for me, potential ones.
Oh, okay. I get it. So they're telling me that they want you to look within your tribe of people. So they want you to identify, who is my tribe? Who are the people who are just like me? Who are the people who dress like me, act like me, talk like me, eat at my kind of restaurants, drink my kind of coffee, okay? So there are certain people who look just, let's say that you're a punk rocker. You only want to go out with a punk rocker. That's what they're saying. Let's say that you're a hippie. You should only go out with a hippie. They're saying don't try to date outside of your tribe. Okay, Evelyn, what tribe do you identify with?
Well, I'm an educator. I think
I'm a teacher. Okay. Are you very groovy? Do you wear pigtails? Or are you very conservative and you have your hair cut in a bob?
Neither or. I'm just
Come on.
Regular.
Okay. You're not just regular, and that's the point. They want you to sit down and sketch yourself. Look at yourself, look at the photos of yourself, and figure out who I am and who my tribe would be. Because you think you're just middle of the road, and you're actually not. Some people look like you, some people don't look like you. You're supposed to find your tribe and then date within them. Okay, I challenge you to do that. I'm going to let you go with God bless, and you can do this. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now. Okay, we've got about 6 minutes left, according to Michelle, who's running the boards there. And I'm going to go to the next caller, who's named Wendy. Wendy, I have a beautiful quotation for you. It's called, Learn the Unforced Rhythms of Grace. And apparently it's from Matthew, although I haven't read it. Please tell me that that answers your question. Learn the Unforced Rhythms of Grace. What's your question, Wendy?
my question, actually. Oh, thank you, because you're fabulous, and I had a reading with you, and I want everybody to know if you're wonderful. But so
oh,
thank
you're too
I,
kind. Thank you so much. What's your question today?
I am struggling and don't know how to proceed with a relationship with Daria, a friend of mine.
Okay, so they said learn the unforced rhythms of grace was the answer, which means drop all expectations. Your expectations of the friend that this friend is going to behave in certain ways are unrealistic. They want you to, like, still, you can be friends with this person, it's okay, but, like, expecting your friend to be on time, expecting a birthday call, expecting, you know, reciprocity, it's not working. So you can be friends, but they're on your terms, and your terms are forgiveness, acceptance, love, and altruism. It's not a charity case. She's actually a cool person, but they want you to stop thinking should, okay? Let go of the should.
Thank you so much. That's a blessing.
Well done. Yeah, you take care. I think we're going to go to our last caller. I'm going to let you go, Wendy. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Our term for today is satisfaction, and we're talking about divine satisfaction and being in alignment with all areas of your life, looking around your life in every direction, seeing what is satisfying and keeping it, seeing what's not satisfying and working on it. Let's go to Julia. Julia, this is Shannon. Hi, how can I help?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Lovely to hear from you. What's your question for your angels?
I'd like to know if they see me relocating or moving this year.
I see political activity, okay? So what I'm hearing is that they want you to get involved in local government or passing a law, something that's really important to you, something that really, when you see something about it on the news, it makes your heart thump and you feel angry and outraged. Can I just check with you, do you understand that? You can say no, it doesn't hurt my feelings.
That's interesting. I've never really thought about pursuing anything in a political arena.
It's more like community activism that would then make it all the way to the top. They're telling me, you know, I'm in Joburg right now, but I'm from Minnesota, and they told me that Minnesota just passed gay marriage, which I'm very much in favor of personally. So I was so thrilled to hear about that. And then on my Facebook, I saw tons and tons of my friends jumping up and down and cheering and saying, yay, Minnesota, go Minnesota. And it really, that's the message that I'm getting for you right now, is that wherever you go, so they are telling me that you are thinking about relocating and that it would be successful, positive, and that you would get involved in your new community in a heartbeat. But they want you to get involved in your new community with the aim of passing a law with something that is important to you. So please pay attention to what it is when you watch the news or when you see an article that really, they're giving me this special clue, makes your heart thump. Okay, Julia, can you handle
okay.
that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing it all down.
Well done,
thank
honey. God bless. And I know you're
God
a very good
you.
Meditator, so please keep your meditation practice up.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to wrapping up this program. I would just like you to get in contact if you want to. My website is www.spiritguidance.net, and my name is Shannon Walbrand. You've been listening to our program called Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and this network is run by a woman called Michelle Arbeau, celebrity numerologist, who is also available for consultations. It's Michelle with two L's and Arbeau, A-R-B-E-A-U. I highly recommend her. Please take care of yourselves and always remember that you are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.